Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour cosmic cocktail party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Anaheim to Annapolis, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We appreciate you being with us here on the D.A. Show. Thanks so much for joining us. D.A. locked in with you each and every day, 9 a.m. until noon, here on CBS Sports Radio Eastern Standard Time. And I'll tell you this, we got a good show coming up for you this morning here on the program. We've got Sam Darnold, who's going to join us here on the show. Sam Darnold, a potential number one overall pick, is going to drop on by. He's going to be in studio with us this morning here on the show. He'll join us in the third hour of the program. So make sure you stick around and make sure you watch the stream, the digital simulcast going on as we speak. That's at watchda.com, live in sparkling Technicolor.
Electronically ignorant.
Sam Darnold in studio, third hour of the show. Also, we are wall-to-wall with amazing NBA playoff coverage. So keep it locked here all morning long.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We got to talk about Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans sweeping the three seed. And what about AD and Drew Holiday going off in game number four? We'll get to that coming up in 15 minutes. The Cavs even the series at two games apiece. And suddenly, for the first time this series, it's not all LeBron all the time for Cleveland. Did they find a little bit of mojo? We'll do that an hour from now. Derek Jeter's getting real itchy, real antsy in an interview with HBO's Real Sports and Bryant Gumbel. We'll delve into that because Jeter never looked uncomfortable his entire baseball career, and suddenly now he seems extremely uncomfortable. The Spurs trying to make this thing a series. Who's going to stop the Sixers? And we've got a playoff overtime winner in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's all coming up here on the DA Show this morning. But we got to start with the Toronto Raptors. Because the Raptors, as the one seed, looked great in the first two games at home. They looked fantastic when they were playing in front of their home crowd. They take game one and game two, and the Wizards once again look brittle emotionally. They look out of sorts. Chemistry-wise, it's no good yet again, and Toronto is going to cruise. And here we are after the two in D.C., including a 106-98 win yesterday, and suddenly we've got a one seed in a dogfight in the first round. We remind you, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We ask the question, the Raptors, who are known as a criticism, the playoff Raptors. There's playoff Rondo, that's a good thing. There's playoff P, That's a good thing, Paul George. There's playoff Raptors, and that's a critique. Are we seeing the Raptors choke again in the playoffs? It's where we begin. It's your cold open. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Wall left elbow to the basket. Bank and score. Bank and score. Wizards on top again by three. 99-96 with a minute 56 left here in the fourth quarter.
We got stagnant. Took some bad shots that, you know, I wish I could have back, but we just got to watch film, understand what we got to do. Me and him understand how much better we have to be, especially late game situation.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was Wizards Radio on the call. That was DeMar DeRozan following the loss. And guys, I had high hopes for this Raptors team. I felt like this Toronto team was specifically built better than previous iterations. That this Raptors team wouldn't do this to its fans, do this to its city, do this again. And here we are, Raptors 2-2. And I think we've got another seven-game series on our hands for Toronto, and it should have never been this way. It should have never been this way this year. They have been dominant at the Air Canada Centre. Their bench is phenomenal. They're deep. Their superstars have come to play each and every night mostly this season. Dwayne Casey seems more at ease, and yet here we are again. And this is for two reasons. Number one, the Wizards are better than your normal eight seed because the Wizards aren't an eight seed based on talent. The Wizards are an eight seed based on chemistry, based on dislike of one another, based on the inability to play well together. The Wizards can't play nice with each other, with one another, and that's why they're the eight seed, and that's why suddenly Toronto has a fight on its hands because that's not your normal eight seed talent-wise. Look at what the Wizards did yesterday. You have Bradley Beal going off for 31 points to be added to John Wall's 27. And when you look up and down that roster, they had double-digit performances out of five different players, including Kelly Oubre off the bench. Meantime, Toronto sometimes just looks like it's going through the motions, and that's the problem. DeRozan at 35, and so much of the rest of the team looked like they were just there. And you just didn't want to give the Wizards any life because the Wizards were going to implode themselves. As long as you kept pressure on the Wizards, they were going to implode themselves. And Toronto took their foot off the gas. They took it lightly. They took it easy, and they didn't throw the knockout punch when they had to. They just needed one of these two down in D.C. to put them on ice in game number five. But now we know this is going back to D.C. for game number six. We know it, and I don't think Toronto's going to close that out in game number six. I think we're going game number seven. And ultimately, I don't see the Raptors losing this series, but you also didn't make this harder than it had to be. And so here I am all season long going, look, the Raptors are the best team of the East. The Raptors are going to the finals. The Raptors are going to be better than Cleveland in the postseason. The Raptors are going to be better than an inexperienced Sixers team in the postseason. You wait, you watch, you see. And I still think they're going to the finals, but they didn't need to make this so difficult on themselves yet again in the first round. And this does not portend well into future rounds because this was supposed to be the year that the Raptors, quote unquote, got it. And they're still not getting it when it comes to clearing the deck of inferior opponents and moving on and not having to be taken to the mat. Wizards 106, Raptors 98 yesterday. We've got a 2-2 series between the 1 and the 8 seed. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. How fun is this Celtics-Bucks series? How fun is basically every game in this series? I think this is specifically fun for two reasons. Number one, without Kyrie Irving, the Celtics aren't their true selves. And so it closes the gap dramatically without Kyrie. Marcus Smart's been injured. Obviously, no Gordon Hayward. That closes the gap between these two teams, makes them much more closely balanced talent-wise, competition-wise, etc. But number two, because with Giannis Antetokounmpo, you just don't know what a seven seed is capable of. Giannis goes for 27-7 yesterday to go along with five assists. This is coming from a near seven-footer. What we are watching him and Joel Embiid do as seven-footers, essentially, as big men, a generation removed from when we actually just put big men in the pivot, in the post, and let them go do work, is breathtaking. Both these guys play outside of the arc. You can also add in Karl Anthony Towns, except that Big Cat hasn't had a good postseason game until game three. He was completely quiet and embarrassed, so I can't put him in this category yet. AD, again, not built his game-wise as a traditional big, steps out, plays around the perimeter. These are the new generation of big men, and look at how breathtaking they are in all the things they can do, the scope of their weaponry, their arsenal, their ability. These guys don't sit in the post. You dump the ball down. They bang it on the floor a couple of times, then figure out if maybe they can get a scoop shot, a little fadeaway jumper, like Hakeem, like Ewing, like David Robinson, like Shaq. The day and age of those big men, the dinosaurs that just stayed under the basket, are gone. And what we're seeing now from big men is phenomenal to watch. It is jaw-dropping to watch. Anthony Davis, Karl Anthony Towns, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, these guys are near seven-footers or seven-footers playing like guards sometimes. They're all athletic. They all move really well. They all run the floor really well. They can all stop and shoot a three. They can do everything. Not the very least, they can also rebound, block shots, alter shots. It is awesome. And that's what I mean watching this Bucks and Celtics series. Boston is so well coached. They're so gritty. They're never out of it. They make up a 20-point deficit yesterday. But then, in the waning moments, you've got Giannis, a superstar, tipping in the game winner and giving the Bucks a 2-2 series in front of a frenzied crowd of the Bradley Center. That game, just like all the other games of the rest of the series, was awesome. And it just feels like every game the Celtics and Bucks play is another, no, 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 yeah, yes! What is going on? Yeah! What is that guy doing? Whoa! How about the scoop shot from Delly yesterday? Matthew Dellavedova, as time runs out of the quarter, steals the inbounds, rolled pass by the Celtics, and scoops it up off glass and in at the buzzer. That just is so typical of this series. It has been incredible to watch. So far, so good. NBA playoffs. Hit me up on the phones if you want to jump in on any of those games or matchups. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS, talking about Anthony Davis. How about the Pelicans? The Big Easy. New Orleans. A six seed sweeping through the first round. And they await the winner of Warriors-Spurs. Could AD push a scare into Golden State? And has he now cemented his place amongst the all-time greats, or not the all-time greats, the current greats in the NBA? We'll answer that question next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
There's so many different ways you can listen to the show. We are in your pocket, on your phone. So download the CBS Sports app. Download the TuneIn app. Download Apple Music, or radio.com. And you can listen to the show on any of those platforms, any of those apps. Also, you can watch the show, the simulcast going on as we speak, at watchda.com. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. You could always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. And Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement, with everything that you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team. How about Manu Ginobili? At 40 years old, having a big game yesterday. Manu, 16 points, 25 minutes, a couple of huge buckets late in that game, and the Spurs find enough to pull out a game four victory, now trailing the series 3-1. Anthony Davis is a man amongst boys right now, and the Pelicans are sitting and waiting for the Warriors. That's how quirky, that's how crazy this scenario now is. The Pelicans took the first two on the road in Portland and then came home and iced the Blazers in two at the Smoothie King Arena, where you know you just can't go in the playoffs and walk out with a victory. And as the sixth seed, they're waiting and watching to see who their next opponent's going to be. They dusted the Blazers so quickly, they're waiting on the Warriors to finish their series. Can that hurt the Pelicans? Maybe. But I think with how well you're playing, how dominant you were in the first round, I think you want to keep playing. But you know what? If you're New Orleans, you don't mind sitting back, kicking your feet up, and waiting and watching to see if maybe the Spurs can make that a series and maybe take a little juice out of the legs of the Warriors. Here's one thing that's interesting. Steve Kerr yesterday said Steph Curry is nowhere close to coming back. We had just assumed he was going to be back for the second round. Maybe he still will be. But Kerr is not putting a timetable on the return. Maybe this is to keep his team focused and not thinking about when they're going to get Curry back. But with how dominant the Pelicans were in the first round, with the type of out-of-body experience Anthony Davis is playing like, can the Pelicans rattle the cage of a Warriors team that might not have Steph? I think it's at least worth thinking about. It's at least worth discussing. Between him and Jrue Holiday in game number four, was that not just unbelievable? The production that they got against Portland, the two of those guys combined for 88 points. AD 47, Jrue Holiday 41, and the Pelicans put up 131. I mean, for Portland, here's the problem. As great as Damian Lillard is, as great as CJ McCollum is, as great as that backcourt is, they can't guard anybody. They have so many defensive deficiencies, and it came to roost in this series. They had no answer for Anthony Davis. Absolutely none. 47 points and 11 rebounds in the clincher. Plus, AD was nearly perfect for the free throw line. So the Blazers tried to hack him. He went 15 of 17 from the charity stripe.
Davis for three. Oh, my goodness. Leaves the hand outstretched. That's five straight points now. Excuse me, six straight points for Anthony Davis.
There's your answer, the gooseneck.
And a new franchise record. Anthony Davis with 41 points now has scored the most by any Pelican slash Hornet in this franchise's history in a postseason game.
Pelicans radio on the call. Let me just give you Anthony Davis's four games in the postseason this year. Game one, 35 points, 14 rebounds, four blocks. Set the tone. They get a game one on the road meaning that they knew they got at least that split that every road team looks for in the first two of a playoff series. So he sets the tone 35-14 in four blocks. In the game two win, that was the Drew Holiday big game. Anthony goes for 22-12. Ho-hum. Shoots 50% from the field. Ho-hum, 22-12. Game three, at home, 28-11. Add two blocks and three steals. And then in the clincher, 47-11. If Anthony Davis isn't the best player right now in the playoffs, I don't know who is. The guy has just taken it to the next level. And he is going to be a disastrous matchup for any team because nobody has the big right now to be able to match up with him outside of maybe the Sixers, maybe the Bucks. But they're not going to face those teams unless they make the NBA Finals and a Sixers-Pelicans NBA Finals. And Adam Silver is going to just faint die right there.
You are a machine of death.
Bucks, Pelicans, and it's next on ABC, the NBA Finals. Why would you re-sign Boogie Cousins right now? Why? This team, the way that it's constituted, is rolling. AD has taken it to the next level. You help support him in other ways financially with other pieces of the puzzle. But as long as you have Anthony Davis on that floor doing those things, you have a chance to beat anybody. He has cemented his place in superstardom in this league. And if you didn't know, now you know. Because he's been doing this for years now, but he's been on bad, crummy teams. And now he's finally on a decent team. Not even a great team, but a decent team. And he's showing what he can do in the playoffs. And he is now elevating himself and pushing himself physically because he's at the maturity to understand the game around him, understand his teammates, and just take games over. He's only 25. Dude is 25 years old and doing this. And let me tell you, I know the Warriors led that series 3-0 against the Spurs, but this San Antonio team without Kawhi Leonard is so limited in so many ways that, frankly, Golden State hasn't proven anything. Now, obviously, they're uber-talented, and obviously, they have all types of weapons, and obviously, with Steph Curry back, they're even that more difficult to beat. But it just goes to show you, had they not signed Kevin Durant two summers ago, the Warriors would be so mortal. I mean, the way that they won 73 games 2.5 years ago, the way that they won their championship before then, the way that it looks now, it feels like everybody else has caught up to them. But by adding Kevin Durant, it adds that next layer. Because obviously, if Steph is healthy, it's a different story. But Kevin Durant has become, very obviously, an eraser in so many ways of some of the things that the Warriors just can't have that head and shoulders ability to do better than all of the other teams of the league that it looked like for 2 years. I don't know if the Pelicans can knock off the Warriors in any way. And I certainly don't think the Pelicans can do it if the Warriors are at full strength. But the way that AD is playing right now gives you at least hope that you are in any series against any team at any time. He has been otherworldly great. When we come back here on the show, let's add to the NHL 94 Sega Genesis playoff OT montage. Because we had one of those over the weekend and a fantastic Philly sight in Philadelphia. I feel like the energy, the chi of Kenny Brock was coursing through the veins of all Flyers fans yesterday when they threw garbage on the ice. We'll get to that next.
Open now for brunch.
And I want mango habanero. I want to eat mango habanero wings after the fight.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We all want to eat mango habanero wings.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I don't know about you, but occasionally the drops from this show like maggots bore into my brain and rattle around there all week, all weekend, all night. And so this weekend, I'm walking around the house saying, mango habanero.
And I want mango habanero.
I want mango habanero wings.
Typical American thing.
I didn't even eat mango habanero wings.
And I want mango habanero.
I didn't eat wings. But I kept saying to myself, I want mango habanero wings.
And I want mango habanero.
My fiance is looking at me like, what did you just say? I'm like, nothing.
The real pierogi?
She's like, what? Did something about wings? No. And I'm just muttering to myself, mango habanero wings.
And I want mango habanero.
Honey, I want mango habanero wings.
Typical American thing.
We're at an Italian restaurant. But I want mango habanero wings.
And I want mango habanero.
We're eating Thai food. But I want mango habanero. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros to be listening later on in the show when we'll answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. In the NHL's postseason, there are rivalries, there are bad bloods, there are a lot of teams that don't like one another, and there are a lot of cities that don't like one another, and that's what makes it beautiful. I totally applaud the NHL for revamping its playoff system to essentially boil it down to more rivalries in more postseason series. There is never a need for the NHL to be trying to be the NBA. And that was a Gary Bettman mistake. When Gary Bettman shook it up and said, well, we'll do Eastern Conference and Western Conference, and we'll do 1-8, and we'll do a 1-8 and a 2-7 and a 3-6 and a 4-5, it just became NBA stylized. And the NHL's charm to me was always that it was an individual property in the way that it didn't have an American Conference or a National Conference or a National League or an American League or an Eastern Conference or a Western Conference. It had Wales. It had Campbell. It had names of old guys from the turn of the century and old hockey people. It had trophies called the Lady Bing. The Lady Bing! And it had a quirky playoff system that fed through divisions, and you didn't really know how it worked, but it just gave us such cool NHL type of action. And then Gary Bettman tried to stylize it and tried to go NBA version, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, 1-8, and we'll make it look just like the NBA, because guess where Gary Bettman worked before he took over at the NHL? The NBA. And the last couple of years, making it so that you've got to essentially get through division rivals, for the most part, because there are the two wild cards, but making it feel more like that was the right deal. And so it gives us Flyers-Penguins. In-state rivals. Everybody in Pittsburgh hates Philly, and everybody in Philly hates Pittsburgh, and that's the way it ought to be. I know, I've got family in Western Pennsylvania, McKeesport, PA, just outside of Pittsburgh, and they can't stand Philly. And I know Kenny Brock, one of my good friends who's from Philly, and he can't stand Pittsburgh. Oh, those elitists on the east coast of Pennsylvania call it Pennsyltucky out there. And everybody in Western PA looks down their nose at the people in Philadelphia saying, oh, that's the big city, bright lights. You guys think you're so important, you Ben Franklins. And so meeting in the playoffs is a great thing. And yesterday the Penguins stick their finger in the Flyers' eyes, rub it out, take it out, and push them down to the ice. The Penguins on road ice clinch it to move on to the second round of the semifinals. But they clinch it by dropping an 8 spot. Oh, just filthy.
You are a machine of death.
The Penguins drop an 8-pack on their division in-state rivals on road ice to clinch the series. Does it get sweeter than that? Not only will we clinch in your house, but we'll pop 8 on you. Penguins 8, Flyers 5. Say goodnight, Philadelphia. As you might imagine, this didn't go really well in Philadelphia. This wasn't really great for the home crowd. Not a city that takes these embarrassments sitting down. Nope. If you're going to embarrass Philadelphia in their house, you will get things thrown at you. And that's what happened yesterday. Game 6 in Philly. The hated Penguins drop in an 8 spot. And Flyers fans start throwing things on the ice, because of course they do. And listen to the PA announcer in Philadelphia just going, "Ugh, you people make me sick."
Still throwing debris on the ice. You hate to see that. Provorov gives it up. Rust with an empty net. He puts it in, and that should do it. Pittsburgh with their 8th goal of the game. The empty netter by Brian Rust.
Okay, those of you that have been throwing them, you've done it now. 2-minute bench minor for the Flyers for the delay of the game. 5:14 minutes, 58 seconds. There you go.
Way to go. So that was Flyers radio on the call as it finishes up 8-5. And then that's the PA guy in Philadelphia going, "Well, now the Flyers got a penalty because of delay of game, because you Neanderthals can't stop throwing things on the ice. Way to go."
Way to go.
Yes. Fantastic. Philly PA guy has done this before. He has seen the inmates running the asylum at that facility. He has seen the prisoners like Attica banging on all of the walls, creating the uprising. Way to go, guys.
Way to go.
Way to go. That's Lou Nolan, Philadelphia's PA guy inside the arena. Great. Trash on the ice. We got a penalty on the home team. You guys are morons. Way to go.
Way to go.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? God bless you, Philly. God bless you. Because I was hoping all the winning wasn't going to make you soft. I got to tell you, those in Boston know what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, going to a Patriots game was dangerous. Once upon a time, going to old Foxborough Stadium and sitting in aluminum seats, you were guaranteed to get puked on. That was if you were rooting for the Patriots. You didn't go there with a road jersey, because those people were tailgating in gravel parking lots, sitting on bench seats in the freezing cold and getting lit.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Talk to anybody that used to go to old Foxborough Stadium and they tell you, oh, it was not for women and children. And it wasn't for most adult men either. You had to be a criminal to be in that building, especially when the Pats were bad, when they were Rod Rust, Dick McPherson, 1-15 bad. And now, after 20 years of winning, oh, man, it's a cakewalk, especially the lower bowl. They show up late, they leave early. Unless they're beating the Dolphins by 28, they're not interested. It's like, oh, we won by 15. Oh, come on. It's only a 10-point win. Let's get with it. So a lot of winning can create a soft environment. But in Philadelphia, Eagles just won a championship. Villanova just won 2 in 3 years. All these good vibes, and they're still throwing stuff on the ice. So, way to go.
Way to go.
So, as Lou Nolan would say, way to go. That also brings us to our NHL overtime montage as we had another OT winner. And in the Caps and Blue Jackrabbit series, it just continues to get weirder and more fun.
Blue Jackets can't clear. A shot, they score!
Goes with speed, gets to the front of the net. He shoots and scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
He scores! Eric Howell wins it! 2-1 Knights!
Rebound! Score! And I got two words for you! Game over!
On to the left side, a shot from Connolly. Rebound, it's in! It's in! They score! The Capitals have won! With 11 minutes to go!
That's Capitals Radio, that's Blue Jackets Radio, that's Knights Radio, that's all the overtime winners set to Sega Genesis NHL 94 music of the Stanley Cup postseason 2018. And we have now had four overtime winners in the Caps and Blue Jackets series alone. The Blue Jackets won the first two games of the series on road ice, both in overtime. And then in double overtime in game number three, the Capitals came back to make it 2-1. Then the Capitals blew out Columbus 4-1 in game number four at home. They take it back to Columbus. And in Columbus, you just heard it there, the Caps win 4-3 in OT. So I have made my fair share of jokes about the lack of guts, the lack of onions, the lack of compete level of Ovechkin and the Capitals for years on end. And when they were down 2-0, losing both in overtime at home, I couldn't stop laughing. And yet, here we are with the Capitals winning 3 straight, 2 of which in overtime, 1 in double overtime to seize a 3-2 series lead and a chance to clinch in Columbus in game number 6, or at home in game number 7. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that the Capitals, of all teams, find the intestinal fortitude? So it's either going to be the Capitals rewrite their own personal failed history, and now they're winners, or it's just a better setup for another choke job. One of the two. You can always dial us up on our toll-free line. That's 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up in hour number 3 of the show, I can't believe we're already 1 hour down. In hour number 3, Sam Darnold is going to join us in studio. Sam Darnold, the potential number 1 pick of the NFL draft, certainly one of the top 3 picks in the NFL draft. Sam Darnold's going to be in studio with us coming up next hour. I should say hour number 3. And by the way, this will be the second year in a row we have a first round quarterback draft pick in studio. Remember last year, Patrick Mahomes joined us in studio for the ill-fated chewing and blowing a bubble with Big League Chew bit. And we both put way too much Big League Chew in, and we couldn't blow a bubble, and it was a disaster. But we'll try it again.
I can't even watch a sporting event without the ears fixed.
We will try, and try again.
Oh, I got a lot.
DA gave me too much bubble gum.
I got a lot.
Yeah, I did too. It was a bad scene. It was like watching Robbie Rosenhaus try to choke down Death by Salsa by eating an entire quart of ice cream at the same time. Paul tweets in, so happy to hear Stan Arnold's going to be in studio. Maybe you can get Bradley or Maisel in before Thursday as well. Another reason this show is rotting my brain, I'm watching some draft coverage over the weekend, and I start saying to myself, Baker Maisel.
Baker Maisel.
I'd take Bradley.
I would take Bradley.
I would take Bradley. I'm seeing something on Saquon Barkley, and I'm saying to myself, I would take Bradley.
I would take Bradley.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
See, we've got Stan Arnold joining us in studio in hour number three.
We are sick.
Sick people. We're like those Flyers fans throwing trash on the ice. Way to go, guys. You're ruining everything for everyone. When we come back here on the show, did the Cavaliers find their mojo? And what is up with Lance Stephenson? What a clown. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.